Hello, respected viewers, this is George from Ireland. So welcome back to my channel again. And in this video, we're asking whether Russia wants peace, because it's on the 5th of January this year that President Putin announced that on the 6th of January from 12 noon, a 36-hour ceasefire would start, because that's, of course, Russian Orthodox Christmas. The Russian Orthodox Church still goes by the Julian calendar, which is 12 days behind the Gregorian calendar. Now, the Catholic world switched to the Julian calendar in the 17th century. The Anglophone world switched in 1752. Russia only followed suit in 1918. That was Lenin's decision. From 1st of January 1918, they followed the Gregorian calendar. But the Orthodox Church still sticks with that, so for religious purposes. Now, Ukraine has rebuffed this. This was a unilateral ceasefire. It wasn't agreed. They're going to carry on fighting. And they say it's hypocrisy. It is a cynical ploy. Russia is notorious for its dirty tricks. You cannot trust the Russian regime as far as you can punch it. They would use every low-down dirty trick. So that may well be just masking some sort of surprise attack that they will be going to launch. Anyway, so the fighting will probably continue today and indeed tomorrow. If they want a peace, they could end the war anytime by withdrawing. So what's the real reason he's doing it? It's not to celebrate Christmas. There is no humanitarianism with Putin and the Russian regime. There is no common decency. There are simply no such considerations of mercy. Is it because they want a breathing space? They want a chance to regroup? They've been pummeled so badly. They're worried the Ukrainians are going to make a breakthrough. They're going to bring in reinforcements, something like that. I suspect that's what it's about. There was that devastating missile strike on the Russian position at Makivka, which even Russia admits has killed 95 troops. If everyone killed, we often assume that there are three wounded. Now, wounded could be paraplegic for life, or it could be very slight, anything within that spectrum. Right. So the fighting is going to continue. But just the other day, Putin had a phone call, well, yesterday, with his Turkish analog, Recep Tayyip Erdogan. And the Russian foreign ministry then issued a press release about the supposed content of their dialogue, presumably via interpreters, because neither of them speak English very well. Putin said that, yes, he would like a broader ceasefire. He would like peace talks with the stated objective of bringing the war to a complete and permanent termination. But a cessation of hostilities must be predicated by Ukraine formally recognizing Russian suzerainty over the illegally occupied territories, as to say the Crimean Peninsula, the districts of Luhansk, Donetsk, Zaporizhia, and Kherson. Now, of those five, the only one that Russia fully controls is Crimea, which they seized in 2014. They only control, well, under half of Donetsk and Luhansk, about half of Kherson, and about half of Zaporizhia. And of those, besides Crimea, of the other four, the only regional capital that Russia ever held was the city of Kherson, which they're forced to retreat from a few months ago. So why is he talking about talks right now? Well, he's publicly mooting negotiations because it's going badly. He wants time for his forces to gather their breath, to draft more men, to train them up, to bring in more weaponry, whatever, to have the West take its eye off the ball, Western arms shipments go down, lull the Ukraine to a false sense of security, then launch an attack. Remember, this war, in a sense, has been going on since 2014, and he's let it wind down. He's had periods of detente, he's had the Minsk agreement, things like that, which, of course, he's broken at every opportunity. So he probably thinks it suits his purposes now to calm things down a bit for a few months, maybe even a few years. Another point is the patriarch of the Russian Orthodox Church, Kirill. He's given his imprimatur to this war as a crusade. He has never spoken out about the huge-scale atrocities perpetrated by the Russian army against fellow Orthodox Christians, some of whom were even members of the Russian Orthodox Church. Then there's the Ukrainian Orthodox Church in Ukraine, and those, of course, the Ukrainian Catholic Church. When I say Ukrainian Catholics, I don't mean simply Roman Catholics of the Ukrainian nationality. I mean, those who worship according to Eastern Rite, despite Western theology, and having the Pope as their supreme leader. Anyway, so so Ukraine has rejected the Russian preconditions. Nuh-uh, they will never cede a single millimeter of land to Russia. If Russia wants peace talks, Ukraine said yes, that Ukraine is very open to this, but their precondition is every single last Russian soldier must leave Ukrainian territory, and that includes Crimea. Now, this is difficult because, of course, Russia claims these regions as their own sovereign soil. 2014, they held a referendum there, which obviously completely invalid, but 97% of the votes were supposedly to be with Russia, but that it was obviously under Russian superintendence, grossly unfair. Though, had it been held on a fair basis, I'm sure Russia would have won, but not by as much as 97%. And likewise, they held these completely rigged referenda in the other regions. But even if 100% of people voted in Crimea to join Russia, that would not legally make it part of Russia. It is legally part of Ukraine. It can only leave Ukraine with the agreement of the Ukrainian government. And it would need to be a referendum supervised by Ukraine or indeed the United Nations, not by an illegally occupying power. So it seems like nothing's going to change there. So I expect the war is going to continue. It's actually a heartening sign that things are going so badly. Putin is willing to consider this. Now, I don't think the Russian front is close to collapse. I could be mistaken. The Russians have dug in. They're training some of their draftees, probably preparing for a spring offensive. And he's thinking that he can just sap the will of Western nations, that they'll be less willing to pay for all this stuff. And there is some of that. The economy is going badly. There is a bit of good news on the horizon for Russia, is that the Chinese economy is reopening, which means there'll be more demand for oil and gas as people could travel around more, go to shops, restaurants, you know, whatever, theatres, cinemas, more energy is going to be used. People flying, driving, taking the train and the bus, perhaps purchasing more products. And so that's going to drive up oil and gas prices, which is a boost for the Russian economy, which is going to cause yet more economic pain from Western countries. And there's going to be greater incentive. Well, can we settle this? Can we strike a deal with the Ruskies so that we can purchase more of their oil and gas, something like that? And there'll be less money to be funding the Ukrainian military. So that's why if he can keep the conflict going, things might well work for him. More Russian-friendly governments being elected into office in Western countries, that's a possibility. Doesn't seem any of that on the immediate horizon, but that might happen over enough years. Okay, so anyway, yeah, Russia might use tactical nuclear weapons. I think it's unlikely at the moment. Remember, I thought they'd do it in November, then they didn't because Putin was saying we're not bluffing. Well, he is bluffing, otherwise they would have done it, but only really an extremist. Now, if the Ukrainians drive all the Russian troops off their land, should Ukraine follow, and Russia doesn't end the war, continues bombarding them, should the Ukrainians follow the Russians into Russia itself? Well, I don't see why not. That's an entirely acceptable and normal thing to do in a war. If they started the war, then we're going to carry on fighting until they give up and try and destroy their factories or any of their munitions, any of their missiles, any of their launch systems. But at that point, would Russia use nuclear weapons? Well, we'll see. And the nuclear weapons are to defend Russian soil. But remember, Russia claims the five regions of Ukraine are Russian soil. I know Ukrainians are fighting there all the time. Thank you so much for watching my channel. So please subscribe to me and donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.